Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This is what all you crypto enthusiasts want to talk about.
The time has come.
Yes.
XRP. XRP has ruled it's not a security by a judge, and that helped its price. I think it was up 70% that day when the ruling came out. So what does this mean for the future of XRP, for the future of altcoins and the cryptocurrency market? And as for full disclosure, I was invested in XRP in 2017. So I've always believed in XRP, and what really first got me to believe in XRP was when I found out that they had so many institutions that were backing them, and they had so many corporate partners. It was something that I think was a no-brainer, and they got into some trouble, but they're navigating through it, and they have tremendous backing. And it looks like they'll see brighter days once everything is fully cleared up. A lot of people from the beginning were not enthusiastic about XRP. This is funny why XRP has such a strong legion of supporters in the crypto community, because I remember when nobody in the crypto community liked XRP, because they said that it goes against everything that cryptocurrency is supposed to be.
Stands for.
It's centrally backed, when the whole point of cryptocurrency was to not be centrally backed and to get away from the man. And XRP is fully stamped by the man. There's no hiding that. Like, they have a board of directors, CEO of Ripple, all of that type of stuff. And that was a big thing for the crypto enthusiasts in 2017. So to see, so many crypto enthusiasts now be diehard XRP fans, it's interesting.
Yeah.
But once again, it goes back to show how swiftly you can change the narrative. I think this happened once, when they got in trouble. Now they became like the underdog, and they're fighting against the establishment because the SEC puts so much pressure on them. But Yeah, it's just interesting how public perception can just change. And some people might not even know why they're even supporting XRP. They just support XRP. Needless to say, I think that XRP is a coin that has a bright future. But what is this? What's the deal with all of this situation?
So Judge Torres ruled that XRP sales on a public cryptocurrency exchange were not offered as securities. So they found a way, and for a long time, like you said, it was demonized. I remember when we had the episode with Hill Harper. Hill said he was invested in it. You were incredibly favorable on it. I say that if they won this case, the people that are in it should probably hold to $10. So now you can buy it on Coinbase. I think it's a great win. I think it'll send the altcoin market shooting up, and it also gives it some validity. And like you said, over time, like the narrative changed, and I think people are getting tired of banks and institutions squashing or throttling opportunities to be able to make money in a currency or project. And they have done a great job of like keeping their fan base excited about the potential. And they also delivered on a victory. So as a result, the coin went up tremendously on upside. I think there's still more upside to go. I think originally when we did the episode with Hill, I was saying if you can get in at 22 cent, it's a good place to get in. Between 22 and 35 is great. I wouldn't buy it today at this current price. But it goes back to the original conversation we were having. If you hold for a long period of time, the probability of having a greater gain is there. There's no investment on earth, really. If it's a solid company or solid project, do you make more money in the short term? We don't see... you know, even though Michael Jordan exited part of his position in the Hornets, we don't see owners leaving teams. Like Robert Kraft still owns the Patriots, whether Brady is there or not, whether Gronk is there or not. So for everyone who held XRP and Bitcoin over these last 5 or 10 years, 15 years, like they've been incredibly excited. And I think if you are a believer in it, you should continue to hold for the next 10 years.
Yeah. I mean, it was exciting news, definitely for anybody that was invested in XRP. We were part of that initial run in 2017 through 2018, learned a lot from it. But mm-hmm. the interesting part is, what does it speak to the large scale crypto environment, right? If XRP as a token is not a security, does that mean that the rest of tokens are not securities? So that'll be the interesting thing to see going forward now, right? Because now obviously the SEC, they lost the case, but they'll appeal it. But as they're appealing it, more tokens are going to be saying, all right, well, if they're not, are we? So it's an interesting time, right? So that's part of it. The other part is that there was comments and saying, like, you know, we originally posted it and it was like, yo, it soared to 20%. It was like, that's not a soaring thing. And I text Shadi, I'm like, wait, people are not looking at 20% as something that's an incredible gain. And then and 2 hours later, it's up 80%. I'm like, we really got to reframe our mindset of what percentages really mean. Because if somebody invested in that and make 20% in a day, like, you're having an amazing day, right? If
it had, but I think people was expecting to be up 5x in one
$5, right? Yeah, they thought it was probably going to go to $5. No, it went 20, yeah. It grew 20%, it got up to 80% at its peak, and it's like, all right, well, let's see what happens now, right? Because there will be appeals and it'll be a drunk out thing, but from a regulatory standpoint, it's a win, it's a win for the crypto industry, it's obviously a win for XRP. But let's see where we're headed with it.
My only question is, if it is not a security. And neither is Bitcoin. Why is Bitcoin not higher? Like, I thought by now, Bitcoin would be like at 52,000. And it's not like the institutions are not buying it, because now they're on a little podcast tour speaking of how much they love Bitcoin. Like, Larry Fink was openly on CNBC enthusiastic talking about Bitcoin. So, like, I don't know if the banks and institutions are suppressing the price so that they can buy more or trying to scare people away from buying it. But I thought at this point Bitcoin would be like at 52,000, like by 2027, like 2028, maybe at that time it'd be at 100,000. But I think I would have thought Bitcoin would have taken off a lot more as a result of this victory with the XRP.
We will see. We'll monitor
the situation.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4x points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.